naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Okay, everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to Iggy Garcia Live, episode 180. Here we go, man. It's March already. I can't believe it. We're cruising right into spring. It feels like winter was just kind of like somewhat there, but not completely there. I guess, you know, it seems like the seasons are just getting shorter and shorter. I know winter just seems like short and go right into spring. Spring seems short, go right into summer. The one that seems the longest is the fall. The fall seems kind of like, there we go, you know. So I want to welcome everybody to the show, and we're going to begin like we always do. We're going to light a candle, give thanks to the people who come before us, our ancestors. At least I like to do that and give thanks and tribute to them. So I hold this candle in reverence and remembering those who came before us, who trailblazed and, you know, set the path for us and sent the intentions and passed all their genes and DNA down to my brothers and sisters. And, you know, hopefully we can pull it all together and create some kind of magic with that. So thank you to my ancestors, my mom, my dad, my grandmother, grandfathers, seven generations deep, giving thanks. And of course, we always light some ceremonial sage just to kind of set the tone, get us in the mood, get us cleansed and get us purified. It's always good to, you know, have this. It's really good. Taking the smoke into my eyes so I can see all the beautiful things. The smoke into my mouth so I may speak all the beautiful things. Smoke into my ears so I can hear all the beautiful things. Take the smoke into my heart, my spirit, and soul so I can be one with all the beautiful things in the universe. Oho. Irisikwi matakuyasin. I apologize if I sound a little hoarse today. But a little report. What's been going on with me? So you know where I've been hiding. I actually have been sick. I was doing pretty good. Son came by. He was not well. Grandkids not well. Everybody just passed the bug along, you know, bug-a-lug. And so basically, I ended up getting like a sinus infection, really bad, and that sinus infection carried into my lungs, and I ended up getting pneumonia. Had to be put on a battery of antibiotics, and it just kind of wore me down, man. Just put me in a weird place, you know. It's kind of like, it's really frustrating, you know, when you're trying to like do better from where you were the year before. Because the year before, I had COVID pneumonia. Talking about pneumonia, city, oh my gosh. You know, and I don't know. This time around, didn't feel so bad. But I was just tired and weak, you know. Had the flu. It was just like, got everything at one time. And that's not a fun way to, you know, feel that, you know. So it's, you know, not fun at all. But like I said, this is our 180th episode. That's a lot of shows, man. We've been doing a lot of shows here on With Insights Radio. Pardon me. That's a lot of shows, you know, when you start to add up. But this is just one show of other shows that I do. I actually do I have other shows that I did with my sister, and I did with other folks of mine. And we had thousands of shows. I do apologize. And I'm yawning. All of a sudden just kind of got a tired feeling. But I must plug along. I must keep moving forward because this is what I want to do, and this is where I wanted to share, because it's March 8th, or actually March 9th. I'm getting my days all mixed up here. And sharing my thoughts. So, you know, on this show, we try to cover topics that interest you, things we like, because a lot of the work that I do is shamanic work, holistic work, metaphysical work. But, you know, I wanted to talk about a little bit about how other people see you in the work that you do. Sometimes in the work that we do, people see us and they project onto us how they would like us to be for them versus how we may be. I've had a lot of people who, you know, who expect me to be a certain way. And if I'm out of character in their view or their feeling and their emotions, it really throws them off. It really throws them off. It kind of, I don't know, just kind of puts them in a weird place with me. You know, people forget that we, us metaphysical, holistic practitioners, shamans, whatever you want to call us, you know, we're people. We're human beings. And it's terrible that I even have to mention that, even have to bring that up, because that's what we are. We're people. We're humans. We're human doings, human beings, you know? And to think that we're magical or more spiritual than everybody else. No, we're just, that's not true. That's not a true statement. Not a true statement at all. The statement is we do our best with the information and the knowledge that we have obtained, and we bring it forward to share with you. You know, some people really rely on people like myself for help, you know, for validation, for information, to put themselves in the right frame of mind. And, you know, sometimes we hit the mark and sometimes we don't. But the majority of the time, we hit the mark. Either way. Yeah, my apologies, folks. I'm still recovering from, you know, not being well. And my body's just like, hey, we need to go to bed. But, you know, I ran into a situation the other day where this fella, you know, I don't know his story. I don't know who he is really, but his story is that he doesn't listen. He didn't listen. You know, when someone tells him we're in ceremony, we're in sacred space with each other. And it's not like the first time I told this guy that you can't do that or please don't do that. It's been multiple times. And, you know, sometimes people want to be nice. They want to get close. They want to get to know you. And I get that because I'm like that too, you know. But, you know, I've asked this guy not to engage in smoking, you know, marijuana in our circles because not everybody likes it. I don't like it. I don't need that kind of smell, that kind of environment around me. Even incense bothers me sometimes just because of my asthma. And, you know, and smoking in the circle, you know, just disrespectful. You know, I mean, what else can I say? And the reason I bring it up is because you, as, you know, people who work in this work, you're going to be challenged by people like this. We're going to push, you know, the envelope. They're going to push you and see how you respond and how you react, you know, to them, about them, to the others. But there came a point where, you know, people were uncomfortable with this man. He was touching people, you know, and inappropriately without, you know, in our circles, we don't really do laying on hands, you know, and if you do, you ask permission. And, you know, there are people who don't want that. And this fella just didn't get that. what really upset me is that, you know, he did it and he knew damn well he shouldn't have done it. But also, he lied about being in sacred ceremony with me and with others. He just made up a story and put it online. And I was like, it was brought to my attention. I said, and I called him out. I said, hey, man, you need to take that down because you and I have never been in sweat lodge ceremony together. You and I, you need to make that very, need to retract that statement because you and I have never been in ceremony on that level. And, you know, if he was in it, that's one thing, but, and just the sheer fact of what he was saying, you know, just, you know, he's a person who is a born again Christian, basically is what happened. And he's trying to find his way through the work that we do, you know, the metaphysical work, the holistic work. This is intriguing him. He likes it. But he also is in conflict with his religious background to the point where he just started badgering people with it. So he reached out to me the other day and he just pretty much just said, wow, you're unforgiving, blah, blah, blah. You know, very passive aggressive right off the bat. Instead of saying, hey, Iggy, you know, blah, you know, I know that you see me or whatever, blah. But he just attacked me again. I was like, hey, listen, dude, I don't feel safe with you around me. And, you know, you need to step away. Other people don't feel safe with you. And, you know, that's just my stance. And so here in the holistic metaphysical community, we're just like anybody else, man. And the illusion and this idea that we're, that we're kind of like special because we don't, you know, follow religious doctrine, because we're spiritualists, because we're more into spirituality. Listen, you can be into spirituality and still be a J-hole. And that happens a lot in this work. There's more judgment in this in this realm of work that I've noticed. You know, judgments on me, placed on me, judgments on others I've seen be placed on. You know, there's this illusion that because it's spirituality that it should be very, you know, like magical or whatever. What people don't understand is the magic is you're the ring. You're the one that brings the magic to the table with your beliefs, your ideologies, the things that you're intrinsically connected with. It just doesn't like pop in and appear. For some people, yeah, but you know, we come in with our baggage, we share our baggage, and then sometimes we present our baggage. And that's the problem. We present our baggage to people who don't really want you to present it to them because they just want to be in a nice space where they feel safe. But unfortunately, it's just like anything in this world. You have people who just don't have healthy limits and boundaries. And that's what it boils down to. Not having healthy limits and boundaries. Now, the healthy limits and boundaries may be that they don't know how to create healthy limits and boundaries because they suffer from some type of, you know, ailment or some type of belief system or something that just doesn't connect with them. Who knows why people behave the way they do? But the only thing I know is that you can't bring your traumas into a space and then, you know, and then spew your hurts and your victimization on people because not everybody is there for that. Not everybody's there to help you, you know. This is why you go to a therapist. This is why you go to a shaman. This is why you go to a practitioner or a holistic coach so they can help you through the process. But so many people do it backwards. They go into these circles. They go into these sacred spaces thinking that this is going to help them. And it might. And it might help them, but for a lot of people, it doesn't help. It doesn't do anything except cause more drama. Now, us as humans, and I posted this today, you know, I've come to the conclusion from having sessions with, you know, my holistic coach, you know, that all humans are narcissists at some level, you know, in shades of gray, right? We all are, because we're all needy and we all have wants and we're codependent. Every single human being is codependent on something or someone. And we all have narcissistic moments. You know, we like to throw around these words, oh, he's a narcissist, because one, two, three, four, five, six, he falls into the parameters of that. You know, we all fall into the parameters of that. You know, some people say it's secondary, primary and secondary narcissism. Okay, that's fine. That's why I said the shades of gray. But, you know, there are people who are narcissistically like to mess with people. And then there are people who just like to mess with you when they throw their traumas and their hurts onto you. And don't even know they're gaslighting you. They don't even know they're hurting you. So when we realize that we're all wounded, all of us, every single person's wounded, I don't care who you are, we all are wounded. We all walk through life trying to figure out, you know, how to navigate it. And sometimes we behave in ways that are very questionable. You know, I posted that, and some lady posted something about her husband, and she spied on him, and she got on her phone, and she cloned his phone, and she wanted to find out. She ended up finding out he was having an affair. And then she's like, oh, you should reach out to him, so maybe something in common. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, my point taken, a narcissistic approach, instead of having an adult conversation, you had to post that. Okay, fine. You found out. You should be happy. You should be glad. You should be free. Versus posting me and telling me I should meet your husband, your ex-husband, because I might have some kind of similarities to him. That's a narcissist, man. Okay, that's someone being narcissistic. I'm not saying they're a narcissist, but that's someone being narcissistic. That's somebody playing out. It's like that person who always tells you they're sick and they never feel good and they never want to get better, or they don't understand why they can't get better, to the point where you don't even want to talk to them anymore, because, and then they wonder why nobody wants to talk to them and nobody wants to hang out with them. And then they become bitter and angry. And then they, you know, this is why when I said that, they will all have shades of narcissism. And we all have shades of narcissism because we can be very damning, and we can be very angry, and we can be very, you know, disrespectful to people. I know I've done it, and I know that I'll probably do it again, not on purpose. And when you have at least the tools to wear that you can be, that's why you have to be. We have to be very cautious of what we say and how we say it, when we say it, how we say it, how we approach it. You know, sometimes we come from a wounded spot, you know, wounded place, and we share this information, you know, and you know that's kind of crazy, you know, where people are just kind of assuming that you have to be a certain way, and so. So what I find out is that people like to put people on pedestals. People like to put people on pedestals. They like to put people in a space where they can, you know, hold them up, revere them. And then in any moment that they're not in alignment with them, chew, man, they knock you down. They tear you down. Now, do they tear you down because you've done something wrong? No, they tear you down because they put their hopes and beliefs in another human being who's just as flawed as them. You know, they're just as flawed. We're all flawed. Every single one of us, every single one. We have moments of perfection, and there's perfection in the imperfection. There's times where we do things that is amazing and beautiful. And there's just some times where we just can't do it right. And that's okay. That's okay. When we realize that, and when we go, yeah, well, you know what, we can't do that. You know, there's a lot of words right now being thrown around. Narcissist is a word. Mental illness is the one, you know, is being thrown around a lot. And, you know, when it comes to mental illness, number one, the majority of us are not qualified to diagnose anybody who they believe they have, you know, some kind of mental illness. We can only give our feelings. You know, we can't give our opinion because we're not qualified to give an opinion, but we are qualified to give a feeling of how it makes us feel and how maybe it feels about that person or persons. You know, the only thing we're qualified to do is to share our stories about the similarities of all of us. And usually we find things in other people that are similar to us. You know, you If there's good things about me that you like, that means there's good things about you that you like. If you find the things that you don't like about me, it's because you like to find things that are not good about yourself. It's easy to find the negative. It's easy to find the crap hole in anybody. But try to find the good in people. You know, name 10 things about somebody, you know, that you love and you care about. You know, I guarantee you, you'll find 20 things that you don't like about somebody, because it's easier to destroy and bring and disconstruct the construct of a human, another human being, because it's in us. It's in us that, the moments of weakness, the fears, you know, the shallowness, the sadness, all that. And when we talk about joy and happiness and the things that are positive, we tend to shrug that here in this Western world. You know, we tend to hide from that, you know, because when we try to be positive and then somebody else isn't positive, we can't understand why they can't be positive and you can be positive. And then their mood brings you down because you want to bring them up, but they don't want to be up. And that's where you have to say, okay, this person doesn't want to be in that space right now. But it doesn't mean that you can't be. It doesn't mean that you cannot be happy in that moment. You know, in moments we have choices to make every day. Every day we decide, you know, how we want to live our lives. Every day, every moment, every second, every decision we make, you know, everything that we move and navigate through, you know, and sometimes we make decisions that just don't pan out. But it doesn't mean you have to stay there and beat yourself up all the time about why it didn't work out. Sometimes it just doesn't. And that's okay. What we would like to do is figure out strategies for us to do better. You know, we teach people how to treat us, and people teach us how to treat them. And that's the dance that happens constantly. It's like kids. A lot of kids usually go to their mom and ask them for things versus not going to their dad. That's just my experience in my life. My kids very rarely ask me for stuff because they know the answer they're going to get. Well, you got to work for it, or I ain't got it, or I'm not giving it to you, or I have given it to you and you have not held up your end of the bargain. And then they go to mom. You know, they go to their birth mom or whatever. And mom mom's the nurturer, the care, the caring, the person who loves, the person who, you know, carried that child for 9 months, who incubated him. You know, mothers have very powerful human beings, very powerful creatures. You know, just the sheer miracle, you know, that a woman has to birth a child and to carry that child to term is a miracle. You know, I heard somewhere that there are more people who didn't make it, who were never birthed. There are more people who were not birthed than people who are living. And I think it was Tyson DeGrasse, and I think that's his name, that more people were more people who were not birthed, meaning, you know, they just didn't make it, or they were aborted, or whatever, versus how many people, you know, the intrinsic miracle and just the scope really makes you think how, this is really deep, just the sheer fact, regardless if you like life or don't like life, but you, me, the sheer miracle that we're even here, you know, it's crazy. When you think about it, of all the sperm in that one egg, it was just that one sperm, that one connection to the egg, and that fusion that created me, created you. In the millions and millions and millions and millions of chances that you may have never existed, is because of the fight and the battle to impregnate and to fertilize that egg. And you know, how many sperms fell short by fractions, just fractions, millifractions, you know? And then that one sperm, just at the right moment, bust through. And, you know, there's like other eggs, the other sperm who were ready to bust through, but that one broke through. That one made you, created you. And then the development of the cells and the eggs and the separations and just the multiplication of how cells develop, you know, that's a miracle. It's a miracle. You know, and it always fascinates me about life, you know. I know the chances of me surviving were pretty hard sometimes in some of the situations that happened to me as an unborn child. Man, it's just deep. Very deep. You know, sometimes as humans we struggle and we go through life going, what is my purpose in life? Why am I here? I didn't want to be born. I had no choice. I didn't ask to be born. You know, it's not that you weren't asked to be born. You were given an opportunity. You were given an opportunity to create amazing things in the world. If you choose to do it or not do it, that's up to you. That's your choice to decide. I'm not here to tell you that you didn't make the right choice or whatever. But when you think about it, if you're here, you have just as many chances as everybody else to get it right as you can get it wrong. And then, you know, there was a time where the sperm battled to get to the egg. And then, you know, he got there. It's like life, right? We battle to get there, to get to that place. Whatever that bliss is, whatever that thing is that we think that we have to get to, we battle. You know, and then, of course, the genetic pool is created. Part your mom, part your dad. Sex orientation by your father. I don't really want to get into politics about that stuff because that's a whole different game. I'm talking about the sheer fact of life. The sheer fact of here we are. The sheer fact. And then so many of us, we don't do anything with our lives. Not all of us, some of us. We don't do anything with our lives. Not because we don't want to, just because the sheer fact is, you know, we see life and then we get into situations about our thoughts and feelings and emotions about it. It doesn't mean it's wrong or right. But regardless, it's crazy. Now, getting close here for a little break. wanted to share with you guys real quick. Just some updates coming. Some things that are coming to mind, coming our way. And yep. See what's going on here. All right. So if you go to iggygarcia.com, that's my webpage. You can sign up to my mailing list there. I wanted to make sure you guys all knew that Ash Cave, Spring Drum Circle, and Healing and Gathering Circle will be coming up April 23rd at Ash Cave. That's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The next drum circle coming up is going to be at Zendora Healing Arts Center, and that's in Bell Fountain, Ohio, 466 County Road 11, Bell Fountain, Ohio. That is March 18th at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you can make that, hopefully that'll be a lot of fun. We can all hang out and have a good time. If you go to the website, iggygarcia.com, and just go to events, you can see all the drum circles listed there, all the events that I'll be doing, and the classes that I'll be teaching. And you can also go in there and you can see the services that I offer. And you can also see past podcasts. Go to Iggy Garcia, Iggy Podcast, you can see. And, you know, just scroll through there and travel. Just kind of visit the page at iggygarcia.com. That's where you'll find all my information. If you join my mailing list. And you'll keep you up to date. I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram under Mandriotti, and I am also on TikTok, and, you know, just kind of all the social media platforms that are relevant. They're all there. So, guys, let's see. If you want a session with me, just go to my website. You can get my information. I do readings. I do holistic work, I do shamanic work, I do ceremonial work, weddings, funeraries, everything. So house clearings and cleansings. Anyways, iggygarcia.com, that is your place, your resource for the things I do. Also, we also have a school called the Condor Eagle Society. The Condor Eagle Society is a school of shamanic learning and practice. And so if you want to be a part of that, just go to condoreagle.org, and you can find more information about us. Anyways, so back to the show. All right. So we covered in the first half hour, we kind of talked a little bit about, you know, things that happen in the holistic community and how we're just like everybody else. And we cover a lot of information. And we talked a little bit about, you know, how we are manifested into this world, how we're created into this world. How we brought ourselves into the world, into this world. Because honestly, our manifestation, our creation, our idea is what got us here. We wanted to be here. There's at a level, spoken and unspoken, supposedly unspoken, we wanted to come here. We wanted to experience planet Earth. We wanted to see what it was like. And, you know, for some of us, that's a hard thing to swallow. And we're like, I don't know why I went on. We all make a cognitive decision to be here on planet Earth. Now you're here on planet Earth, man. Now you're here. What shall you do? What do you want to do? How do you want to experience this planet? There's all kinds of ways to experience it. You can experience it very wealthy, very poor, or very indifferent, very middle class. You know, you name it. You name it. You can experience it that way. You can experience it. But it's up to you. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, I hate to say the word mental illness, but you know, what else do we call it? I mean, sometimes we're just mental. You know, our mind is just, but I don't know if it's necessarily an illness. I mean, I could be wrong. Been known to be wrong. That's okay. But it just sounds like, it just sounds like a big broad brushstroke statement. You all suffer from mental illness and traumatic and, you know, past hurts. You know, when we label a lot in this country, and the world does too. Oh, you have ADHD, ADD. You know, and everyone's like, well, it's your superpower. Yeah. Okay, fine. It's my superpower. It's also my kryptonite too. It's also my weakness. It may be your superpower, but it's also your weakness. The thing that makes you strong also makes you weak. You know, like Superman, he's strong, but the thing, his home, his earth, his dirt made him weak. So the thing that made him also broke him. And so a lot of us suffer quietly, loudly, because we don't know how to express feelings and emotions about how we feel. And sometimes our chemistry, you know, is not in alignment with our physical body. Is it an illness? I don't know. Some would say yes, it's an illness, but it's kind of like the narcissistic thing. We have narcissistic moments, and sometimes we just have moments of mental unclarity where our traumas and our feelings and emotions get the best of us. You know, when we're angry at the world and we want to be revengeful to the world, you know, and we make decisions that we can't come back from. What goes through the mind of a person who doesn't want to be here anymore on this physical plane? What's going on there? We truly don't know. We can only guess and try to validate and try to create scenarios and ideas of why they are where they're at. But people do suffer. And the pandemic, when we were in the pandemic for 3 years, we were locked down for about a year and a half, 2 years maybe, you know, where we couldn't go outside. I mean, we could go outside, but the sheer fact that we had to battle through all that and make decisions that either helped us or didn't help us. But here we are. It's 2023. Where were you in 2020, 2021, 2022? You know, I could tell you where I was at. I was in the hospital one day. For 2 years, nothing happened to me. I was fine. And then I started to believe the hype. And, you know, and I let my guard down, and people let their guard down, and people cough on each other. You know, your immune system drops. I mean, the list goes on. We can go on and on. And I don't know if it's even worth talking about that, because it's just, there would be no solution, no end to that. But either way, we do our best. We do our best to, you know, navigate these waters. To navigate these waters of indecisiveness. You know, we could look and be the happiest that we want to be, but yet inside of us, there's this internal battle about how we see ourselves and why we see ourselves that way. Sometimes we're just tired. We reach a pinnacle in our life where we don't want to go anymore. We're done. We're exhausted. We don't think that we need, we can't. There's this thing that we just lack sometimes. Our connections to other human beings affect how we respond and how we react and how we are. And that's the thing. Sometimes the other people's behavior and projections onto us affect us. Oh, mitigation. But not everybody is necessarily strong or able to separate, and we get into these situations. And we don't give people credit. We don't give people room to understand that. You know, my sister committed suicide. My nephew committed suicide. You know, when my sister committed suicide, it wasn't like the first time she tried to kill herself. It was just the time she succeeded. You know, her anger, her vengeance, you know, her corruption, her defiance, her sadness, her depression, it just all caught up with her. And eventually she caved into her own belief systems and felt like there was no hope. I mean, that's the only thing I can think that she would think there was no hope. Why other reason would she have done that? What I don't understand is my nephew, he took his own life too. November. And he suffered from, when we want to talk about mental illness, he suffered from schizophrenia. Now see, that's a mental illness. That's something that someone's going through that they have no control over, that affects their brain. And why he do it? There's a lot of theories. A lot of theories, you know. He was sad about my sister, but he was kind of like thug life, you know. He was kind of like thug life. And he was just rapper, badass, nothing bothered me kind of crap. And then he takes his life. I miss these guys. But it's their decision. It's their deciding factor that they needed to go check out sooner than later, because they just weren't in a place where they were able to navigate life and see things clearly anymore. I believe that people sometimes make rash decisions. And all of a sudden, there's no coming back. It breaks my heart when people suffer and go through so much. People get bullied, people get pushed, people get cornered. There's all kinds of things that happen to people. It's really depressing and disheartening. But I hope we could, help each other out in this process of trying to figure out who we are, why we're here, and why we need to help each other. So many times we fall short because we don't think we're good enough and we're not able to do more than we're given. But that's not true. We live in a world that challenges us. It ridicules us, makes fun of us. But we also live in a world that's very beautiful and very caring and very nourishing and giving. Just as it's negative, there just has its counterpart. It's positivity and why we could do things better. But what I do know is one day we'll all have that bus ticket out. sooner or later. There's no guarantees. There's no guarantee that tomorrow we wake up or the next 5 minutes, you know, I'll be here. I believe that I'll be here. I believe that, you know, I'm going to be okay. Just got to have faith. What is faith? It's that blind movement into something and moving into that space that tells you that this is the right direction to move. Every day, we have to decide, make decisions, what we're going to do, what we're going to eat, where, how we're going to play, who we're going to play with, why are we playing, do we really need to play, but either way. You know, I know we talked a lot about stuff and the feelings and emotions that are driven into the work that we do. But I know this is that if we really truly want to make things better, then we have to work on ourselves. No one can fix us. No one can make us feel or do. The only thing we can do is move into space and trust the process. And the process is sometimes difficult because we have expectations of what it should look like or how we want what we want it to look like. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. All of us know people who have stopped living, who have given up, who have quit. Now it's time to move forward and trust the process. Trust that we're going in the right direction. Because right now, humanity is being tested. It's being tested and molded and going to a space where we're just like, what's next? What's going to happen next? But I'm grateful to have good friends and family who helped me through this process. Because this process isn't easy. And, you know, I struggled with my sister's loss and my nephew's loss, my parents' loss. It was like boom, boom, boom. Here we are. All of a sudden, we're in this space. So my friends, I just wanted to say, you know, do the best you can with the moments that you have and the tools you've been given. Sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit that we're talented. You know, in order to get better at anything we're going to do, you have to do it. And you have to fail, or you have to have some shortcomings about it. You know, it's just that simple. We swing, we miss, we swing. The thing is, we just have to trust that we're going in the right direction. And I think we are. And so, folks, this is episode 180, Iggy Garcia Live, Iggy TV. Wherever podcasts are found, you'll find this episode. I just want to say, just go in peace. Peace be with you. Peace begins with me. Peace begins with you. When you go out there, just be the best version of yourself. Just be the best version. Because you can only be you. You can only be you. Because sometimes we try to be other people and we fall short. All right, my friends. I want to say thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here with me. I think I covered what I needed to cover and share what I needed to share. I'm still a little tired. I'm still trying to work my way back. And I'm healing each and every day. So I just ask for your prayers and your feelings and emotions to push me through to the next level. Sometimes it's hard. And you're not alone, folks. If you need help, there's hotlines, there's numbers, there's people, there's teachers, there's all kinds of people you can reach out to. You can reach out to just about anybody, and people will help you. But when you talk to people, listen to them. Listen to them. Feel what they have to share. All right. So I will see you guys soon. Visit iggygarcia.com or on Facebook or on Twitter. And I will talk to you guys next time very soon. I appreciate you tuning in and being part of this show. All right, my friends, you take care of yourselves. I just want to say thank you for being a good supporter. Thanks for being with me on this journey, on this trip, as I try to discover and rediscover pieces and parts of myself, moving through time and space in this linear moment, this planet. And I will see you guys all next time on Iggy Garcia Live. It's good to be here. Matakuyasin. Aho. Yirisikwi. And I will see you guys next time. Be well. Peace out. Not pizza. Peace. I will see you soon. Take care, friends. Much love, and I will see you guys at the next drum circle. Remember, it's good to be here. Never forget that. Even when it doesn't feel right, if you say it loud enough, enough times, it's good to be here, your body and your mind will start to believe it. All right. Be well.